righteous. Even though there is no actual change in our behavior, the lifestyle and our motives. See, what is happening is called imputation or the imputed righteousness. And then what is described in 1 Corinthians 5:21, he says, God made him who knew sin to become sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And so that is what's taking place. And so we have been declared righteousness. In other words, we do not become holy in practice when we are justified. We are just declared not guilty in front of God. We are placed in a position of righteousness because of the imputed righteousness of Jesus. Justification on your outline removes us from the penalty of sin. You see, prior to our justification, we were the objects of God's wrath and destined to eternal damnation. Ephesians 2 verse 3 says this: we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature, listen, children of wrath, just as the others. So that's who we all are. That's the default position of humanity. We are children of wrath. But after the grace of God that brings salvation appeared, the Bible tells us in Romans 8, verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Don't forget that last part. Don't just read there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, because you'll miss something. Because that's a universal teaching that everybody's got. There's no condemnation for everybody. No, for those who are in Christ Jesus. For those who have been washed by the regeneration and the washing of the Holy Spirit. But the grace that Jesus brought does not stop at justification. The grace that appeared also teaches us sanctification. Now most Christians understand grace is the unmerited, undeserved favor of God. And if someone said, can you define God's grace? That's what we would say. Unmerited favor, right? And we would be correct. But few of us realize that there is more to grace than that definition. See, grace is pictured here as our teacher. Grace teaches us. I'm not making this up. Read the text. It says the grace of God that appeared to all men. In verse 12 it says, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age. Grace is not just a gift from God Jesus.